Combined Effects of Disk Winds and Turbulence-Driven Accretion on Planet Populations, by Matthew Alessi et al. Recent surveys show that protoplanetary disks have lower levels of turbulence than expected based on their observed accretion rates. A viable solution to this is that magnetized disk winds dominate angular momentum transport. This has several important implications for planet formation processes. We compute the physical and chemical evolution of disks and the formation and migration of planets under the combined effects of angular momentum transport by turbulent viscosity and disk winds. We take into account the critical role of planet traps to limit type 1 migration in all of these models and compute thousands of planet evolution tracks for single planets drawn from a distribution of initial disk properties and turbulence strengths. We do not consider multi-planet models nor include N-body planet-planet interactions. Within this physical framework, we find that populations with a constant value disk turbulence and wind strength produce mass semi-major axis distributions in the MA diagram with insufficient scatter to compare reasonably with observations. However, populations produced as a consequence of sampling disks with a distribution of the relative strengths of disk turbulence and winds fit much better. Such models give rise to a substantial super-Earth population at orbital radii 0.03 to 2 astronomical units, as well as a clear separation between the produced hot Jupiter and warm Jupiter populations. Additionally, this model results in a good comparison with the exoplanetary mass radius distribution in the diagram after post-disk atmospheric photoevaporation is accounted for. This was Combined Effects of Disk Winds and Turbulence-Driven Accretion on Planet Populations, by Matthew Alessi et al.